We're living in a world now where the glow up is celebrated. It's all about me. I want, I need. This is my boundaries. These are my standards. Pushing ourselves to achieve our best selves, to get validation from others, and expect others to give the same to us. We're all about glowing up ourselves, our relationships, clean girl era, aesthetic. These are all buzzwords that are happening in 2024 right now. And it causes suffering. This I want, this I need. I myself got caught up on it and got caught out this morning. I've been working really hard on myself, bettering myself. And it is good that we do work hard on ourselves for our confidence, feeling better. But in my meditation this morning, I was feeling so much anger and fury that rose to the surface of thinking about ways that I am not getting treated by the way I want to be treated, and thinking about all my needs and desires that aren't fulfilled. Certain situations not as I want it. And that expectation of I want, I need, it just causes nothing but so much suffering. So I just was feeling really, really angry. And that's one thing about meditation as well. It's like people think if you meditate, you must be peaceful all the time. No. Meditation gives you a chance to stop rushing throughout your day and really sit with what you're going through and process it and deal with whatever crap's coming up. So meditation is a really painful practice. It doesn't matter if you meditate or not. Life is suffering sometimes, and meditation just helps you deal with the suffering to stop it from reoccurring. Whereas if you don't meditate, it might sort of prolong the suffering for longer in your life. So yeah, this came up my meditation practice today. A lot of anger. And after meditation on a Saturday, which is today, we have a book club where we are reading a book. And it was very well timed because the chapter of the book we were reading today was all about how whenever we tell ourselves, I need, I want, it's because we are so self-focused on our own self-concepts that it causes disappointment. And I'm going to share with you some bits that I've underlined from the chapter of the book we read this morning, because it's been tremendously valuable for me and it's beautifully articulated. So I hope that you find this useful. The book is called Everyday Zen by Charlotte Beck. Our suffering is rooted in a false sense of self, a self composed of concepts. If we think this self truly exists and believe its concepts are the truth, then we begin to feel we must protect that self, we must fulfill its desires. A self is simply a person who believes his or her concepts are the truth and is obsessed with doing anything possible to protect the self with concepts to promote its pleasure and its comfort. When we live this way, two words rule our universe: I want. If we really look, we'll find that I want is ruining our lives. We may want approval, we may want success, we may want to be enlightened, we may want to be quiet, we may want to be healthy, we may want excitement, we may want to be loved. I want, I want, I want, I want. And always we want, because we're trying to care for this concept we think is ourself. We want to make life fit our concepts of it. For instance, if I give a gift of time, money, or effort, what do I expect? Perhaps I feel I am entitled to gratitude. If we give anything, we expect an exchange of something. We want that person out there to fulfill our personal concepts. When we give a gift, we're noble, right? We're giving him something. Shouldn't he at least notice? We expect an exchange for that. It's a barter. We've turned life out there into something with which we're bartering. When expectation fails, when we don't get what we're after, at that point, true meditation practice can begin. Trungpa Rinpoche wrote that disappointment is the best chariot to use on the path of the Dharma. Disappointment is our true friend, our unfailing guide, but of course, nobody likes such a friend. When we refuse to work with our disappointment, we break the precepts. Rather than experience the disappointment, we resort to anger, greed, gossip, criticism. Yet, it's the moment of being that disappointment which is fruitful. And if we are not willing to do that, at least we should notice that we are not willing. The moment of disappointment in life is an incomparable gift that we receive many times a day if we're alert. This gift is always present in anyone's life. That moment when it's not the way I want it. Since daily life moves so quickly, we don't always have clear awareness of what we're doing, of what's happening. But when we sit still, we can observe and experience our disappointment. Daily sitting is our bread and butter, the basic stuff of Dharma. Without it, we tend to be confused. From beginning to end, meditation is designed to frustrate us. Inevitably, it gives us some pain, mental or physical. It is a prolonged experience of, it's not the way I want it. The more we are aware of our expectations, the more we see that our urge is to manipulate life rather than live it just as it is. Our signal to practice meditation, our red light, is at the point of upset, the disappointment. It's not the way I want it. Some expectation has not been fulfilled, and we sense the irritability, frustration, the desire to have it otherwise. I want has been frustrated. This very point when I want has been frustrated is the gateless gate. Because the only way to transform I want into I am is to experience one's disappointment, one's frustration. When we believe our concepts and thoughts about other people or events, we tend to be manipulative and our life has little compassion. But a life of compassion is non-manipulative, a life of no exchange. How freeing is that to just take a deep breath, let go, and release all expectations for how you want life to unfold? Because the only thing certain in life is change. There is so much out of our control. So accept yourself, accept everybody exactly as they are, and notice as you soften and you feel better and you breathe deeper. I really hope that you found this little snippet useful.